Today is December 21, 2021. This is the follow for Franciel Delgado Mesa, the age 31 years old. He is a man. The virus and the high 505, weight 127 over 80, blood pressure 121 over 75, pulse is 76, respiration 17, temperature 98. The history of the present ill, this is 31 years old, men who sustained multiple injury, relation to motor vehicle accident, while currently he is doing therapy with good effect, comfort, response, and improve over the paraspinal muscle and spinatus processes, with multiple tiger points, over the cervical spine, thoracic spine, lumbar spine, and you will associate with tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles, and discomfort. Exacerbate with normal daily activity. The patient comes today for X-ray and MRI result. The physical examination, the pain scale is 7 to 8. The cervical spine, the pain is moderate, tendency moderate, spasmo moderate, sotohan manubrium negative, axon manubrium negative, trigger point, esternocleidomastoideo trapecio, asum escapular hermoso. The dorsal spine, the pain is moderate, tendency is moderate, spasmo moderate, trigger point, T2, T9. The lumbar spine, the pain is moderate, tendency is moderate, spasmo moderate, la segue manubrium negative, bragar manubrium negative. The muscle power grain, deltoid and visit 4, extensor radialis 4, knee extensor 4 and knee flexor 4. In the upper extremity, the right shoulder, adduction, abduction, interna and external rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles and discomfort. The left shoulder, adducción, abducción, interna and external rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles and discomfort. The right elbow, adducción, abducción, interna and external rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles and discomfort. In the lower extremity, before was in upper extremity. Now is the lower extremity, the left femur, adducción, abducción, interna and external rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles and discomfort. The right ankle, adducción, abducción, interna and external rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles and discomfort. In the right femur, adducción, abducción, interna and external rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles and discomfort. In the left femur, adducción, abducción, interna and external rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles and discomfort. And no crepitus, no neurologic deficit. And in diagnosis is cervical spine sprain strain, thoracic spine sprain strain, lumbar spine sprain strain, right shoulder sprain strain injury, left shoulder sprain strain injury, right elbow sprain strain injury, right ankle sprain strain injury, right femur sprain strain injury, and left femur sprain strain injury. The procedure, the patient is feeling better with therapy, but still is in pain and discomfort. The X-ray review and address it. The X-ray final report was in December 15, 2021, and the X-ray, the cervical spine X-ray, AP and lateral view, the cervical spine were obtained. The vertebral body height are within normal limit. There are no anterior or retrolisthesis. There are no osteoblastic process. The paraspinosa soft tissue are normal. There is a straining and loss of the normal cervical lordosis. Impression, strain, and loss of the normal cervical lordosis curvature, which may be seen in spray or strain injury. MRI is recommended. And the thoracic spine, AP and lateral, there are no acute deformity, there are no anterior or retrolisthesis, there are no osteolytic or osteoblastic processes, the paraspinal soft tissue are normal. The impression is unremarkable appearance of the thoracic spine. The lumbar spine, AP and lateral view, the vertebral body height are normal. There is no anterior retrolisthesis. There is no osteolytic or osteoblastic process identified. The paraspinal soft tissue are normal. The impression is in remarkable appearance of the lordosis, the lumbosacra, unremarkable appearance of the lumbosacral spine. MRI is recommended. The right shoulder to view the right shoulder array to view of the right shoulder were performed. There is no matter appearance of the right glenohumeral joint without evidence of the an acute fracture, deformity, or dislocation. There is no osteolytic or osteoblastic process. The soft tissue are normal. The impression, normal appearance of the right shoulder. The left shoulder to view is normal appearance of the left glenohumeral joint without evidence of the acute fracture, deformity, or dislocation. There is no osteolytic or osteoblastic process. The soft tissue are normal. The impression, normal appearance of the left shoulder. Right elbow in two view, there is no evidence of the acute fracture, deformity, or dislocation. There are no osteolytic, there is no osteolytic or osteoblastic process identified. Soft tissue are normal. The bone is alignment is normal. And the impression, no acute bone abnormality. The left femur, AP and lateral, is no acute fracture deformity. There is no osteolytic, osteoblastic process. The femoral head is well set within the acetábulo. No evidence of the vascular necrosis is present. The impression is norm is unremarkable appearance of the left femur. And the right femur, AP and lateral view, there is no acute fracture deformity or dislocation. There is no osteolytic or osteoblastic process. The femoral head is well set within the acetabulum. No evidence of the vascular necrosis is present. Impression, unremarkable appearance. The right ankle to view, the ankle mortis is normal. The talar dome is within normal limit. There are no acute fracture, deformity, or dislocation. The soft tissue are normal. The impression, unremarkable appearance of the right ankle. And now the MRI of the lumbosacral spine. And this is MRI for lumbosacral spine without contrast. Finding the vertebral body height are within normal limit. There is no anterior or retrolisthesis. There is no evidence of the bone mass demonstrated on this examination or bone destructive process. The conus terminale at is normal, anatomic position and appearance normal. There is straining and loss of the normal lordosis curvature. At the level the L1 and L2, not this void or herniation. The L2 and L3, there are no this void or herniation. at the 11 de 3334 de Aranos Dis Boyen o El Niecho de Central Canal Neural Foramen Ar Patente. At the 11 de El Cual, El Four and El Five de Aride Posterior Dis Boyen Present Without Stenosis o de Central Canal o Neural Foramen. At the 11 de El Five and S1 de Aride Posterior Protruding Protruding herniate disc measure approximately de 3.6 milímetros withering of the anulus with cause central canal estenosis best seen of the sagittal imaging number 6 of the T2 Weiner sequence with compression of the thecal saco de neural foramen are present. The impression de L4 and L5 dice Boyen without sclerosis o de central canal neural foramen. De L5 and S1 posterior protruding herniatis dice measure approximately 3.6 milímetros with tear of the anulus causa central canal estenosis best seen on sagittal imagen of the T2 Weiner sequencia of the compression of the thecal sac and also he has straining of the loss of the normal lumbar lordosis curvature with medicine is in sprain may be seen is sprain or strain injury. Therapy continue with therapy 4 times per week for 4 weeks. Therapy is continue with electric stimulation, Vyrosan, hot and cold pack, intercementa traction, paraffin bath, therapeutic exercise, neuromuscular reeducation, gait training, passive stretching, kinetic therapy, and run. The therapy continue with no esteroidal antiinflamatorio drug as needed PRN. And muscle relaxes as a flexeril 10 mg one tablet at bedtime as needed. Also, we send to the patient to the orthopedic office for valoration the X-ray and MRI. And the recommendation, increase the fluid intake and Vyromex C. Education, the patient was instructed and counseled. The patient was advised to return to the clinic in 4 weeks. Also, we refer to the patient to the orthopedic specialist. The discussion with the patient explaining about the X-ray result, the improve, the therapy, the goal, the time spent with the patient was the 25 minutes.